For the Missouri Information Corps, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri has two elections coming up, one in August and one in November. And especially as a lot of rural areas are being affected more and more by COVID-19, people have some safety concerns. Voters want to be able to do their civic duty and also limit their exposure to the virus. And Missouri's behind some other states on this front. There are 5 states that already allow widespread mail-in ballots for all elections. And then there are 21 that allow mail-in voting for smaller elections. But Missouri is making some temporary changes to make voting more accessible amid those health concerns. We're talking with Madison Chopek, a reporter for the Missouri Information Corps. So, Madison, what can we expect to change this year from last year?
Yeah, so essentially the governor just signed a new law that will allow people to either vote by mail or vote via absentee ballot because of COVID concerns. So essentially they've added an extra kind of reason that you can select that you're requesting an absentee ballot, which essentially means that you are in an at-risk category for contracting or transmitting COVID-19. Or you have contracted COVID-19 and you obviously don't want to kind of expose others or potentially be exposed again yourself.
So it sounds like, for example, I don't think that I qualify under these new rules. And to my knowledge, I have not contracted COVID, but I'm still like not too keen on heading to the polls in person. Where I live, a lot of people aren't wearing masks day to day. And, you know, it can be hard to like realistically practice social distancing in an environment like an in-person election. So what is the option then for people like me?
So essentially the other option, if you don't fall into the at-risk category or you haven't contracted COVID, is to choose to vote by mail-in ballot, which is allowed. Like, you can do this if you are a registered voter in Missouri, you don't have to have any other reason. You request a mail-in ballot from your local election authority, and then you are able to, once it's mailed to you, you fill it out. You are required to have it notarized, and then you have to mail it back to your election authority. All mail-in ballots have to be notarized, but not all absentee ballots have to be notarized. And in this situation where if you're choosing to vote absentee because of COVID-19, you don't have to get that notarized.
Okay, so everyone has the option to do the mail-in ballot. But then there are some people who are still pushing for absentee voting for everyone. So what's the difference then between an absentee ballot and a mail-in ballot?
I think that one thing that's really important that people need to understand about the distinction between the absentee ballots and the mail-in ballots is that, one, you have to have your ballot returned to your election authority by 7 p.m. on election day. So if you're returning that by mail, you want to mail it early so that it gets counted, of course. And then the other really important thing, the difference between the two, your absentee ballot, you can return that by mail, or if it gets too late and you're worried it might not make it, you can take it to your election authority in person and turn it in then. However, with the mail-in ballots, those have to be returned by U.S. mail. You cannot take them in person, so you need to mail those early.
So from your reporting, what's the temperature gauge? How are Missourians feeling about these new changes? Is it enough? Is it too much?
So I think there's a lot of support for these options to vote by mail if you do feel like you could be putting your health at risk, because of course no one wants you to put your health at risk. But there's also a lot of support for, you know, maintaining polling places as an option and keeping those as safe and sanitized as possible.
That was Missouri Information Corps reporter Madison Chopek talking about her story on new election rules amid the pandemic. I'm Madison Conti.